How are you, Eric?
Well, very good. Nice morning.
It is a beautiful morning. The AARP and other retirement groups say they are going to argue before the Michigan Supreme Court that parts of the state's new tax on pensions are unconstitutional, particularly related to public employees. Talk about that.
Well, under the Michigan Constitution, if you accrue benefits as a state employee or an employee of a local unit of government, the Constitution says that you cannot impair those or reduce those. And previously, under law, up until May of this year, there was no tax, there could not be a tax on state and local government employee pensions, and also federal pensions. So the argument here is that under the Constitution, if a state statute guaranteed your pension, you retired, you're drawing your benefits, and then somebody tries to reduce those by taxing them, that's not constitutional. So that's basically what we're arguing right now, is the Constitution prohibits you from starting to tax a pension that was already accrued to you.
How many people are members of the Michigan AARP?
We've got about 1.4 million members.
So just of your members, this is going to affect a lot of people.
Well, not all of our members, of course, are eligible for state pensions, mm-hmm. but those who are, and it's probably pretty close to 60,000 or so who are drawing pensions right now, another maybe 40,000 or 50,000 federal employees who are members. Now you're up to 100,000, and there may be more teachers and local government employees. So it's a considerable number of people that we think would be taxed unconstitutionally under the law that was passed in May.
Okay. The governor believes that the tax is constitutional, and he has asked the high court to review it. Oral arguments are scheduled for September 7th. Well, you know, what's interesting from the perspective of the administration is that this state is in trouble, and we all need to sacrifice in order to get us out of trouble. What's your perspective on that?
Well, I think seniors always have been willing to sacrifice to help their local communities and services. But in this case, none of the money that was raised from the seniors is really going to be used to help local services. And basically all of it was used to give businesses a tax cut. So from our perspective, instead of using our money to help local businesses or to help local communities, rather, what we've seen is the money's used for another purpose. So seniors are ready to make sure that roads are well-maintained, to make sure our schools are good, and they always have been. But that's not what this money is going to be used for.
Michigan currently exempts all Social Security and public pension benefits from income taxes, as well as private retirement and pension benefits up to certain levels. The exemption on Social Security continues under the new law, but other retirement will be subject to income tax cases. And this is almost like a sucker punch, because people saved and they're retiring, and they never thought that all of a sudden they're going to see this tax.
Right. I have friends, for instance, who, you know, were in the auto companies, a neighbor who was really pressured into taking an early retirement before he was 60. And he thought that his pension, and, you know, those pensions don't average all that much, would be free from tax. But it turns out now he's going to be paying more than $1,000 extra tax that he never planned on. And you take a look at teachers and state employees who are really urged to take early retirements. And in this market, it's almost impossible for these people to now supplement their income with a new job or part-time employment. You just can't find it. So these people are looking at tax bills, in many cases, much more than $1,000 a year that they never expected to pay.
You're listening to the Tony Connolly Morning Show on 1320 WILS. We're talking with Eric Schneiderwind, who is president of the Michigan AARP chapter. Eric, set aside this pension tax, from the perspective of the Michigan AARP, how has Rick Snyder and his administration done as far as you're concerned?
Well, there are a number of things. Obviously, the tax issue that we're talking about is not one that we supported. We opposed it. On the other hand, I think we have some initiatives here which would preserve Medicaid funding, and we're in favor of those, and we've been supportive. We did try to work with the governor on the item pricing bill to make sure that it was gave consumers a lot more information. So where it is in the interest of our members, we certainly have been willing and able to cooperate and support the governor. It's just on this measure we don't agree.
And just for clarification, because the Snyder administration believed that the new tax plan is fairer than the current system, the governor has argued that it's not fair that a retired couple making $100,000 a year pays no income tax while other Michigan residents pay the tax on virtually all their income if they're still in the workforce. What do you think about that?
Well, take a look at the individuals, and in many cases, let's be honest here, we're not talking about people making $100,000. The average state pension is probably about less than $20,000. People retiring from the autos have no Social Security if they took an early retirement, and their total income is about $30,000. So you're talking about people in most cases who have got less than $20,000 of income. They may not have Social Security. And now they're faced with hundreds or maybe thousands of dollars of extra taxes. So from our perspective, there are two problems here. The first problem is these folks, if they've retired, didn't expect this, didn't plan for it, were told they wouldn't be taxed, and that's in many cases why they certainly found it possible to retire early, and now they're being hit with something they didn't expect. The second issue is, what's the money being used for? It's not being used for schools. It's not being used for roads. It's not being used to keep police and firemen from being laid off. What it's doing, basically, is offsetting a $1.7 billion tax cut for businesses. So from our perspective, these folks didn't plan for this tax. In many cases, they have very low incomes and can't afford it. And on the other hand, the money that they're paying is not being used for local services or schools or roads.
Eric Schneiderwin is president of the Michigan chapter of the AARP. Thanks so much, Eric. Appreciate your time this morning.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.